The Buddhists have a view of the universe which is based, of course, on ancient Hindu ideas, that the wheel is of vast proportions. There isn't only this solar system world. It's so striking how the Buddhists and the Hindus differed from medieval Christians, who thought that there was just this one little world and our planet was the center of it. And there were the various spheres outside. But they've always thought in terms of there being untold myriads of worlds. So that in every speck of dust, there are innumerable cosmoses full of beings of all kinds, full of gods and events and wars and even galaxies and things inside a grain of dust. In every direction, they see myriads of universes, and they go on forever and ever. Although we think of the rhythm of the universe we're in Hindu cosmology, as being based on the Kalpa, manifests for a period called a Kalpa, 4,320,000 years, and then is withdrawn for an equivalent period and then manifests again. There are tiny Kalpas.
Say one.
One more time.
Governing the universe is a grain of dust, which come and go with, from our point of view, unbelievable rapidity. And then also, far beyond our conception, there are immense Kalpas, where cosmoses unthinkable in dimensions come and go.